3.38 ERA. 5 appearances, 3 games started. 13 and a third innings pitch for Peters. 12 hits, 8 runs, 5 of them earned. 5 walks, 21 strikeouts. So a great strikeout-to-walk ratio for Peters, which is up over 4. A great strikeouts-per-9 ratio for Peters. He strikes out over 14 men per 9 innings so far this summer for the Princeton Whistle Picks. His warm-up tosses have been completed, and Aiden Hill is about to dig into the left-handed batter's box, which is in the shadows right now. The batter's circle is small here in Princeton, but it has shadows on it at the moment. The rest of the field baking in the sun. Zachary Peters sets at the chest, left leg kick, and the first pitch of the game. This is up and in for ball one. Right on time here from Princeton, 6 o'clock Eastern time, the scheduled first pitch, and that is when the first pitch was made. Aiden Hill got an off day yesterday. He's back in there today and awaits a 1-0, which he sends on the ground softly out to short. Charging it is Mesa. He throws across his body, and no chance to get the speedy Hill, as that's an infield hit for Aiden Hill. Got that one off the end of his bat and sent it out slowly into the 6th hole. So a good start for Greenville in this game with Hill aboard and Tyler Cerny scheduled next. Whistle Pigs fan out in their home white tops, white pants. It is brown lettering and numerals outlined in yellow, brown and yellow. The colors for the Princeton Whistle Pigs, pinstripes down the uniforms for Princeton as well. As Tyler Cerny bats now, and the pitch from Peters is a called strike one at the knees. Jesus Morel raises up his right fist to signal strike one. Sam Harris, the field umpire, situated over the left shoulder of Zachary Peters, who brings an 0-1 to Cerny. Cerny couldn't stop himself, looks silly swinging at a pitch up and out of the zone. So brown lettering and numerals outlined in yellow, brown caps with a brown bit with a brown bills, and that ominous whistle pig head on the front of the caps for Princeton. Princeton across the chest in brown. Hill on first, nobody out, top of the first, 0-2 pitch to Cerny, and that one bounces up there, and the throw down to second is going to be in time. Great throw by Chris Leon as Hill tried to scramble down on a wild pitch. Instead, he is caught stealing 2-4 for out number one here in the game. One-two pitch to Cerny. That one stays high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Hill caught stealing on that. He's now 7-for-9 in stolen bases. And Tyler Cerny has worked an even count. It's now 2-2. Pitch. That one's taken low. So Cerny's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. The defense behind Zachary Peters fanned out in white. Ben Beauchamp, Mike Kazuski, Jesse Robinson Jr. from left to right in the outfield. Dawson Maynard, Phoenix Mesa, A.J. Solomon, Cam Careswell from third to first. 3-2 pitch is received over the outside corner by Chris Leon for strike three. So Chris Leon does the catching as Peters picks up his first strikeout of the game. Nobody on and 2 outs now for Jack Mosh. Jack Mosh carries a black bat into the left-handed batter's box under bluebird skies with some faint white clouds overhead, sun shining down on the field. First pitch to Moss is sent white right back where it came from, up the middle and through for a base hit. So Jack Mosh gets that one in between the two middle infielders, second hit of the inning, and a runner on first and 2 outs now for the cleanup hitter Joel Dragoo. Ball wasn't hit particularly hard by Jack. He just kind of flipped his hands out at it and sent it up over the hill past Peters, and then Mesa and Solomon couldn't get to it either as it snuck into center field. So Joel Dragoo, the batter, second in the league in RBIs, and he takes a called strike one. Dragoo, 21 for 74, 284 average, 13 runs, 22 knocked in. He trails only the player of the month, Colby Backus, as he takes an 0-1 pitch over the outside corner. It's now nothing and two. Colby Backus named the player of the month in the Appalachian Baseball League after having a league-leading 7 home runs and a league-leading 25 RBIs. In the month of June, O2 stays up and away. Flyboys lost the game against Kingsport last night, 16-9. They split the series with the Axemen after winning game 1, 5-4. Two scheduled here in Princeton, 1-2 pitch to Dragoo. That one bounces up there. Barely made it to the batter's circle as Peter spiked that one hard. Game started with an infield hit by Aiden Hill. And then Cerny struck out after Hill was caught stealing. Jack Moss singled up the middle, 2-2 pitch to Dragoo, and that one's back to the netting. Joel stays alive. There is netting in front of us here. Press box is situated, of course, in the center. We are pretty close to the stands. We're not too elevated. Window partially open in front of us here. And a 2-2 to Dragoo popped up. Foul territory, and that one will reach the seats. It's 3:30 down both lines here at Honeycutt Field, a ballpark that holds just under 2,000 people. It's 396 to straightaway center, although you wouldn't know any of those numbers by just coming to the ballpark, as there's no numbers posted anywhere. It was coming from the media guide online about the stadiums here in the league. 2-2 to Dragoo is a breaking pitch slapped down the third baseline. That's a foul ball. Jesus Morel raises up both his hands as that one just missed being a double or better for Joel Dragoo. Both bullpens are exposed here at Honeycutt Field. Princeton's dugout sits on the first base side. Flyboys in their navy blue uniforms on the third base side. The wall isn't particularly high, probably only 7 or 8 feet around most of the field, except for in straightaway center, where it climbs up to about 15. 2-2 to Dragoo, swing and a miss. So Zachary Peters gives up a couple of hits, but also picks up a couple of strikeouts in a scoreless top of the first. The Whistle Pigs will take their first turn next, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs as Princeton is set to take their first turn at bat here momentarily. Ethan Davis completing his warm-up tosses for Greenville. Davis making his fifth appearance and starting in his second game. A 5.19 ERA for Ethan so far this year. 8 2/3 innings pitched, 13 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them earned. He's allowed 3 home runs. He's hit a couple men. He's walked 6, and he has struck out 12. So Ethan Davis gets the ball in this game in Princeton for Greenville. And he will square off with leadoff hitter Mike Kaczewski to start this game, the center fielder for Princeton. He's ready to go. And Kaczewski sends it on the ground out to second. Tyler Cerny is a man stationed there. It was hit right to him. And he will throw out Kaczewski 4-3 for out number one. Ben Beauchamp, the two-hole hitter in this game for Princeton. Beauchamp with a couple of home runs for Princeton. He's 14 for his first 59, a .237 batting average for Beauchamp. Davis from the windup delivers, and that one catches the outside corner. Caught by Avery Collins, who does the catching in this game. Davis works quickly, points his feet toward the third base dugout, fans a black glove in front of his face, kicks his left leg and fires, and Beauchamp sprays this one into foul territory. Long run for first baseman Dragu. He's going to run out of room. Joel Dragu out at first. Tyler Cerny, Wallace Clark, Jack Mosh round out the infield from first to third. Saborn Campbell, Aiden Hill, Gavin Boyle in the outfield from left to right. The defense for Greenville. Team fans out in their navy blue tops and gray pants, red lettering and numerals outlined in white. Greenville across the chest and an 0-2 pitch. Strike three called. Great pitch by Ethan Davis there as he gets Beauchamp to strike out on three pitches. And four pitches and two outs for Ethan Davis, who's trying to send Greenville's bats back up there in due time. Flyboy is wearing their red caps with the red bills. Three-star logo on the front. Davis is ready to go. Jesse Robinson Jr. is not. He's taking a long time to dig into the box. Now he's in there, and the righty's ready, right on right. And Davis fires a fastball high. Ethan Davis, a five-pitch pitcher. 1-0 pitch. Breaking pitch that time and a called strike. It was either the curveball or the slider right there. He throws a four-seam, a two-seam, and a changeup. 1-1. He is swung on and lifted foul by Robinson Jr. Dragu was over to give that one a look along with the right side of Greenville's defense. But again, it bounced in about the first or second bleachers, which are raised here. The bleachers are raised and run around the ballpark just beyond the end of both dugouts. 1-2 pitch. One stays high. The dugouts themselves are actually underground a bit. And they have some steps leading up to the railing where players can stand and cheer on their teammates. 2-2. Breaking pitch again. That one just missed. Collins liked the location, though. So now the count is full on Jesse Robinson Jr. Robinson batting .379 this season, and he swings and misses. So his average is going down as Ethan Davis strikes out a couple of men in a 1-2-3 first inning. To the second we go. Flyboys none. Whistle Pigs none. Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. Top of the second inning, no score between the Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs. First matchup between these two teams as the calendar flips from June to July. July 1st from Princeton, West Virginia. Howie Boxley here with you calling Greenville Flyboys Baseball. I see that our friends from Dunedin, Florida are in the house tonight. Appreciate you guys as always. They are live from Dunedin, Florida, and they are ready for a Flyboys win. Me too. If you want to interact with the broadcast like they do, all you have to do is text 828-592-4436, 828-592-4436. Just text it like you would any other number. I can get your messages, and we can have some fun no matter where you are. I have people watching from all over as Gavin Boyle digs into the left-handed batter's box and takes a letter-high strike. Triangular-shaped shadow arches and covers the entire batter's circle
and then starts to cut its triangle out just beyond it. Very interesting shadow here. 0-1 pitch to Boyle, misses inside. That'd be really tough for a hitter, as the rest of the field is in the sun, including the pitcher, who is Zachary Peters. So the ball goes about 70% of its flight in the sun and then comes into the shadows. 1-1 to Boyle. He watches that one come into the shadows outside. Dropped by Leon, the catcher. Couple of hits for Greenville in the first inning, but they didn't get a runner past first base. Hill was caught stealing. 2-1 pitch to Boyle. That one stays high, 3-1. Gavin with a missile last night in the sixth inning. A 431-foot home run over the right field wall off his bat at 106 miles an hour. It was huge at the time. Pulled Greenville to within one. 3-1 pitch to him. He has popped up down the left field line. That one's over toward the Flyboys bullpen, and it is scattering the Flyboys bullpen like fire ants. Left fielder Ben Beauchamp couldn't make that long run. There's about 20 yards or so of foul territory down either side, and the bullpen and the warning track are about the last 10 yards of that. So it's a pretty long run for a ball that stays in the ballpark, but it's foul. 3-2 pitch to Boyle, grounded foul. That one came into the Whistle Pigs dugout as it took an unfriendly hop over their railing, but wasn't hit very hard, so everybody's all right down there. Advertisements dot most of the outfield wall besides where the batter eye is. 3-2 pitch to Boyle. This one's out of play, so Gavin Boyle seeing a number of pitches in the sequence. Can see a football field just beyond the right center field fence. Another payoff pitch to Boyle. And he sends this one on the ground to short. Meza charges, gloves it, fires across, and didn't get Boyle. So that was a slow developing play, and Boyle was hustling down the line. Meza went hands on head as the Flyboys just picked up their second infield hit of the game. Third single of the contest. We're in the top of the second inning. No score between the Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs. Scoreboard sits out in left center and has the WP on the right side of it. Has an orange P on the left side of it. As Wallace Clark, the switch hitter, batting left against the righty, swings and sends this one into the left center field gap. That's going to find some green grass and drop down. Boyle's going to try to go first to third on it. Clark's chugging for two. Throw comes to third. Both men are safe. An infield hit and a double, and the Flyboys threaten here in the second. Wallace Clark has been hitting the ball hard recently. Got an off day last night, but the game before that, he was 2-for-4 with a triple. And the game before that, two games before that, he had a triple and a double. So Clark is heating up, and now Saborn Campbell has a healthy cut and sends it out of play off to the right. Saborn Campbell just got in, plays baseball for Stanford. They went to the College World Series, picked up his first start last night, and was 1-for-5 with a pair of runs scored, had a hustle double. If he puts the ball in play here, Greenville will lead 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Nice breaking pitch that time from Peters. Peters holds the ball on his thigh, sets letter high, left leg kick in the 0-2. Outside corner, strike three called. Jesus Morel rings up Saborn Campbell, third strikeout in this game for Zachary Peters, and out number one here in the top of the second. Avery Collins, switch hitting catcher, will bat now with runners on second and third and one out. He's the eight-hole hitter in this game. Will bat from the left side against the righty. Looking for his first hit since the 16th of June. 3-for-35. Doesn't need one right now, though. Just put the ball in play. Pick up an RBI. First pitch to Collins. Big swing and a miss. Chased a pitch that was diving down and away from him. Collins choked up on the bat just a hair here. A one pitch to him. Drops in for strike two. Collins just announced that he will be playing baseball for Tusculum next fall and spring. So congratulations to Avery, who will get to play for his hometown team. Tusculum plays at Pioneer Park, where the Flyboys play their home games in the summer. 0-2 pitch to Avery. That one's up and away. Good take by Collins. JUCO player formerly, Avery Collins, Cleveland State Community College, and now will get to play for Tusculum, in a place where he grew up. 1-2 pitch to him. Hit on the ground. That one's foul pass first. Peters will have to do it again. The P on the scoreboard is for Princeton Middle and High School, who also play their baseball games here at Honeycutt Field. 1-2 to Collins. Top of the zone, outer third of the zone. Collins rung up. And now two outs. So Morrell made his voice heard on that one. Possibly a generous strike three given to Avery Collins. And now Zachary Peters is one out away from getting out of this second and third no-out jam. Nine-hole hitter Johnny Pilla sitting next to our data coordinator Andy. First the pitch to Pilla, and that one is grounded foul. He has the TrackMan data on his device that can show us precisely where the pitches were in relation to the box like you might see on ESPN, and that pitch did miss just a hair up. It did have the plate, but it was a little high. But nonetheless, Collins struck out. 0-1 pitch to Pilla, sent on the ground. That is a play by Solomon out at second. Throw to first in time. A.J. Solomon ranged to his left and made a nice play to his forehand. He spun around and threw out Pilla by an eighth of a step. So Zach Peters is out of the second and third jam. He sends this game to the bottom of the second. No score between the Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
Bottom of the second inning, Zach Peters gets out of a second and third with nobody out jam, and now Ethan Davis will come back out to pitch the bottom of the second. He pitched a 1-2-3, bottom of the first for Greenville. He will face off with Cam Careswell first. Careswell, University of Missouri, left-handed hitter, 6-2, and he watches that one bounce up there into the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Careswell only gotten four games for Missouri this past season. So far for Princeton, he's batting .217 with nine runs, six doubles, and 14 knocked in. 1-0 pitch to him. Hit hard on the ground. That's foul pass first. Skips past Ronald Hayward, who is out at first at the moment. One, one, two. Careswell. Downstairs, 2-1. Again, the sun is out here after rain threatened to move in as we plotted this way from Tusculum, Tennessee. Shadows are encompassing the batter circle. 2-1 pitch to Careswell. Swung on, hit out to Tyler Cerny at second base. He's got it and throws it across. Second assist for Tyler Cerny in this game, and one down here in the second inning. The American flag is flowing softly out in right center field. Wind is generally out of the west-southwest and blowing out at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. See some fast food restaurants off in the distance as the batter is Tucker Moore. Switch hitter takes a strike at the top of the zone. Another generous strike given by Jesus Morel. Tucker batting left against the righty. Of course, fast food restaurants always have the biggest signs in the land, so you can see those from a mile away. A 1 pitch to Moore. This one swung on and sent out of play off to the left. The golden arches are out there. The yellow star. Along with Sonic. I don't really have a nickname for Sonic. It's just the Sonic sign out there. 0-2 pitch to Moore. That one stays high. Collins out of his crouch to catch that. See some brick buildings as well. Off beyond the left field fence and the center field wall. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Ethan Davis gets Tucker Moore to chase at the top of the zone. He picks up his third strikeout of the game. 5 up and 5 down for Davis. Bottom of the second inning here. No score between the Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs. Dawson Maynard, the six-hole hitter now. First right-handed batter to appear in this inning. First pitch from Davis. Swung on and hit well out to left center field. Saborn Campbell over into the gap. He got a good jump, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So 6 up, 6 down for Ethan Davis, who keeps this game scoreless through 2. Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus. A TV host who wanted to be your neighbor. Or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption: inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. From PassItOn.com.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500.
Top of the third inning, no score between the Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs as Greenville will send the top of their order up for the second time in this game. Zach Peters back out for the third after tossing 2 scoreless frames to this point. Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs, the early game here today, along with the River Riders and the State Liners, who are also starting at 6 in Bristol. Otterbots and the Ridge Runners are set to get underway in about 2 minutes. Ridge Runners, hottest team in the Appalachian League, winners of 6 straight. If you just go by that, of course, Johnson City is 12-3 in their last 15, which is also pretty hot. Aiden Hill bats down. Doughboys and the Sock Puppets, along with the Axemen and the River Turtles, will start at 7. Aiden Hill with a big swing and a miss. He's behind 0-1 on Zach Peters. Hill sent a weak ground ball out to short his first time up, hustled all the way, and picked up an infield hit. Peters sets, left leg kick in the 0-1. That one stays high. That was in the general area that Jesus Morel has given a couple of strikes already in this game. He likes the upper-outer portion to the lefties early on. 1-1 pitch to Hill. That one misses down and in. Hill with a white wooden bat with a black handle. Black batting gloves for Aiden. Front right shin guard is red. 2-1 pitch. And Aiden Hill starts to go around, then stops, but takes a strike at the knees. Dennis Cook cooking in the sun. Third base coach for Greenville and the acting manager, Akeem Maynard, out at first. 2-2 to Hill. He chased one way out of the zone. Pitch was dropped by Leone. He will have to make the throw to first and does so. So it's a strikeout of Aiden Hill, 5 in the game now for Zach Peters, who is living up to his billing of striking out a ton of men and not issuing very many walks. He hasn't issued a walk in this game, and he struck out 5. Zach Peters had a 4.2-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio entering action, and he had a 14.4 strikeouts for 9. Breaking pitches hit high in the air to deep left center field by Tyler Cerny. Did he get under it? Beauchamp is back. He's at the wall. That ball is gone. Tyler Cerny sends one out to left center, and Greenville is in front 1-0. That ball spent a long time in the air for Tyler Cerny. You could hear him barrel it up, but it was unclear whether he hit it too high. He did not, as it just cleared the left center field wall beyond the reach of Beauchamp and Kazuski. That ball went 370 feet and came off the bat at 93 miles an hour. 1-0 Greenville. Jack Marsh, the batter. Bases empty, one out. And he takes inside. Man, how about Tyler Cerny? Now with a 5-game hitting streak for Greenville. 1-0 pitch to Jack Marsh. Stays high, 2-0. I'm not sure if that ball gets out, if the cloud cover is persisting, but with the sun out and heating up the field, Cerny was able to send it over the wall. Now, don't get me wrong, he hit that ball hard. But that one was close. 2-0 pitch to Marsh. This one has popped up, back and out of play. So Tyler Cerny just playing in his 8th game with Greenville. He has a 5-game hitting streak. He just picked up his 11th hit. Batting average up over 380. He scored 8 runs. He's knocked in 6 men. 2-1 pitch to Marsh is sent softly out to shallow left field. Long run for the left fielder Beauchamp. And he makes a nice running catch for out number 2. Ball was caught just inside fair territory as Beauchamp's momentum carried him into foul territory. Tyler Cerny, 11 hits. He's hit a double. He's now hit 2 home runs. He just became the first Greenville player to do that. Joel Dragu, the batter now. He's at a homer, and he takes outside. So Cerny in 8 games, able to do something that other guys on the team haven't done in almost 20. Kingsport Axemen knew how dangerous he was. They quoted him as being the player that they were most concerned with coming into the series. 1-0 pitch to Dragu. Big swing and a miss. Late on a fastball. Fastball was just under 90 miles an hour. 1-1 pitch from Peters. That one's off the knuckles and back to the netting. Ethan Davis on the mound for Greenville. He's been resurgent in his last couple of outings. He'll face 7-8-9 when we get to the bottom of the third. Greenville leads 1-0. 1-2 pitch to Dragu as a bender smoked into left field. Joel Dragu timed up that breaking pitch and hit it hard. 5th hit of the game for Greenville and a 2-out base runner. Gavin Boyle will be next. He reached on an infield hit his last time up. That ball came off the bat of Dragu at 98 miles an hour. So it was hit harder than Tyler Cerny's homer. 1-on, 2-out. Pitch to Boyle. Taken low. Shadows emanating from the batter's circle are creeping out just a bit. About 25 feet up the first baseline. Some shadows from the stadium lights, but they aren't doing much. as the pitch to Boyle misses down and in, it's now 2-0. Stadium lights are reaching out and coming through the left side of the infield and the outfield, but they're not very big, so shadows aren't too much of a concern. And now Chris Leone is going to call time as the catcher wants to chat with Zach Peters. Both will turn their back to the infield. Peters whips up his red mask. Leone whips up his red mask and now chats with Peters. Gavin Boyle and Zach Peters, teammates at VCU. So two guys that know each other. Boyle's already 1-for-1 off of him, and he's ahead here 2-0. 2-0 pitch, big swing and a miss. Leone nodded yes to that as Chris is wearing his red Stony Brook gear. The red knee protectors and red chest protector, red mask as well. 2-1 pitch to Boyle. This is low 3-1. No advance by Joel Dragu, as that was a nice block by Leone. Dragu takes a modest lead off first, held on by Careswell. 3-1 pitch to Boyle. Takes outside, so first walk of the game issued by Zach Peters as he's running into some trouble here. Started the inning with his fifth strikeout, but then Tyler Cerny touched one off. He got Jack Mosh to fly out softly. And now we are going to see two-time All-Star Bobby Jenks and the pitching coach for the Princeton Whistlepigs come out of the dugout. He is in his gray rain jacket. Sleeves are rolled up on a warm day. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Brief meeting between Jenks and the rest of the Whistlepigs infield, who fan out in a star-like formation back to their positions. American flag still blowing softly out, along with another flag out there. So runners on first and second, two men out. Wallace Clark, the batter. He had a double his first time up and is swinging away. Chased a pitch down and out of the zone for strike one. 1-0 Greenville, top of the third. A one. Swung on and hit well out to right center field. Tracking it is Robinson Jr. And the right fielder's over in the gap to retire the side. But not before Tyler Cerny sends one over the left center field fence. His second home run of the season. Greenville 1, Whistlepigs none. Off to the bottom of the third.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Bottom of the third inning, Flyboys lead the Whistlepigs 1-0 thanks to a Tyler Cerny home run. Ethan Davis with two perfect innings so far. He will face off with 7-8-9 starting with Chris Leone. Leone, the catcher in this game for Princeton. At Stony Brook, he batted 156 this past season over 27 games. So far for Princeton, batting 237. With 7 runs and 7 men knocked in. Davis brings to him, he shows bunt, and he pushes it up the third baseline, charging it as Mosh, no chance. Chris Leone breaks up the perfect game here in the third inning with a bunt single. That was perfectly placed by Chris, who just killed the ball on arrival, caught it with his bat, and Jack Mosh, who was playing back, charged in, but by the time he threw to first, Leone was about 3 steps through the first base bag. So now Phoenix Mesa will be the batter. Mesa the shortstop. First pitch to him. That one stays high. The Princeton Whistle Pigs. Guess groundhogs just didn't sound as good. It's fair enough. Get some alliteration with the P's in there. 1-0 to Mesa, misses low, 2-0. This is interesting. The Whistle Pig's name, the P is also capitalized, which is a little bit different. Davis from the stretch for the first time. 2-0 pitch to Mesa, and instead he picks off at Leone, who's back in with a head-first dive into first base. Pitch to Phoenix and again to first instead. Joel Dragu catches that one and doesn't even apply the tag this time as Leone gets dirty again. Apparently the name came about when somebody just said to the Princeton general manager, Mercy 2-0 to Mesa, which is right down the middle for strike one. Somebody said, look, there are groundhogs running all over the place. You know, a lot of people call those things whistle pigs. Danny was like, you know what? I like that. We're going to be the whistle pigs. 2-1 pitch to Phoenix Mesa, and instead, again, it's a pickoff to first. And again, back getting dirty is Chris Leone. Davis brings to Mesa. This one is chopped out to second. Cerny gloves it. He's going to spin and throw back to second for one and taken out at the second base bag as Wallace Clark. He holds on to the baseball and some good sportsmanship shown by Chris Leone. Everybody's all right on that sequence. It's a 4-6 put out of Chris Leone for the first out of the inning as he swaps places with Phoenix Mesa. That was a really good play by Tyler Cerny on a high hop. His momentum was carrying him toward first. I thought for sure he was just going to take the out there, but instead he spun around and threw to Wallace Clark, threw a strike. Clark fielded it, and then the slide from Leone kind of flipped Clark over, but everybody was okay as now the 9-hole hitter A.J. Solomon takes a called strike. Princeton originally was going to hold their ceremony on, of course, Groundhog Day, February 2nd, surprise, surprise. A 1-2 Solomon, Bender, strike two. Nice curveball that time by Davis. It had a lot of 12-6 tilt on it. So they were going to do it on Groundhog Day, but then there were some trademark issues with the name, Whistle Pigs, and they had to make sure that they were actually going to be okay to call themselves the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Aces on first, 1-0 Greenville, bottom of the third. 0-2 pitch to Solomon. Runner goes for second. Pitches outside corner. Strike three. Throw down to second. Skips up there. And Clark couldn't catch it. Didn't skip far enough away for Mesa to advance any further. Give Mesa a stolen base. Solomon is struck out looking for out number two here in the inning. Fourth strikeout in the game for Ethan Davis. His first time through the order. Now the top of the order again. And Mike Kaczewski. Stolen base number three for Phoenix Mesa. Kaczewski grounded out to second his first time up and takes ball one. So Princeton was worried for a little while with the trademark debacle that they were going to have to be called the Princeton Baseball Club. would have joined Washington. My friend over here, Andy's favorite team. Washington football team. 1-0 pitch to Kazuski inside. So they had to get the Appalachian League president involved. Somebody formerly from the MLB. And eventually they worked out all the trademark and copyright laws. Kazuski ahead 2-0. And takes a generous strike over the outside corner. Bit of an inconsistent zone from Jesus Morel early on. So apparently, Groundhogs have infiltrated Princeton High School, which the field is on the campus of. 2-1 to Kazuski. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. That ball dove out of the zone. And Kazuski chased it. So the holdup was a craft distillery in Vermont that produces rye whiskey known as Whistle Pig. 2-2 pitch up and away to Kazuski. There's no telling what that tastes like. The Whistle Pig rye whiskey. Made in Vermont. Three-two pitch is sent on the ground to short. Charging in is Clark. He gloves it, and he throws it across in time to retire the side. So Ethan Davis gives up his first couple of base runners in this game, but he strands a man at second base. We're through three complete. Flyboys lead the Whistle Pigs 1-0 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Pass it on. Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher. Pass it on. Now I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So, go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Hey fans, Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at a local retailer.
Top of the fourth inning, Saborn Campbell leading off for the Greenville Flyboys. Greenville leads 1-0. Howie Boxley here with you. Tyler Cerny homer, the difference in the game. And Zach Peters back to work. First pitch to Campbell. Catches the outside corner for strike one. Peters has scattered around six hits and the one run as Campbell with a big swing and a miss. Campbell struck out looking his first time up. Right-handed batter, third game, second start for Saborn Campbell, second season with Greenville. 0-2 pitch to him, and he fouls that one away. That one was chopped off the plate, I believe, and then caught a piece of Campbell while he was still inside the batter's box. Still have the text line going on the road. If you want to join in on that at 828-592-4436, 828-592-4436. Already got a message from our friends in Dunedin, Florida. 0-2 pitch to Campbell is ripped down the left field line, but Campbell just a bit early on that. There is some stirring down the left field line where the Flyboys bullpen is. Actually get a good view of it here at Princeton as the pitchers pitch away from the field of play, so you can see the backs of them. 0-2 pitch to Campbell, swing and a miss. Peter strikes out Saborn for the second time in this game. One down here in the top of the fourth inning. And clearly a plane overhead. Six strikeout for Zach Peters. And you can hear the plane, but we never saw it. So it must have gone right on by somewhere as Avery Collins bats here. Struck out his first time and takes high. So it was like somebody was going to start to warm up down the left field line. There's a catcher down there in gear, but then nobody's actually started throwing yet. 1-0 pitch to Collins, outside corner. Chris Leone stole a strike there, as that was off the plate by a ball or two, according to the TrackMan data. 1-1 to Collins. Big swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch that time from Peters that was diving down and out of the zone. So Ethan Davis so far, three scoreless innings. Great job by Ethan, who also went two and two-thirds scoreless innings in his last outing on June 24th. 1-2 pitch to Collins. Top of the zone, and Collins started his swing but didn't go very far, so still 2-2. Two-two to Collins. Outside. That was better than the pitch that was called strike two. But Jesus doesn't give it to him, so it's now a full count. Payoff pitch. And that one's low, so Collins coaxes a one-out walk and reaches here in the fourth inning. One to nothing Greenville, top of the fourth. As Bucky the Whistle Pig makes an appearance in front of the press box here. He's got his overalls on. He's got his brown Whistle Pig's jersey with the yellow lettering and numerals. Bucky across the top of his back. The Whistle Pig in full effect as nine-hole hitter Johnny Pilla takes strike one. He's having some fun with the fans, taking some pictures. On the cute, creepy scale, it's about 5'5". Got to be honest, I think Andy agrees with that. 0-1 pitch to Pilla. That one misses downstairs. Nice stop by Leone, who came out of his crouch to make sure Collins wasn't going to try to swipe an extra base. Readjust myself on the bar stool here. Got to be careful with these things, man. I cut my finger when I was in here earlier trying to readjust myself as Pilla takes a called strike two. Got like a paper cut, but from the bar stool. So I don't really know how you do that, but careful here if you're ever in the Princeton press box. These things are on the attack. 1-2 pitch to Pilla. Swing and a miss, pitch in the dirt, first base occupied. So Pilla will be strikeout victim number 7 for Zach Peters in the second out here in the fourth inning. These two teams will meet again tomorrow for 7-inning Sunday with a start time again at 6 o'clock. So you get the earlier start time on Saturday, but then the later start time on Sunday. Team will be staying in a hotel in Princeton tonight and then travel back on the bus tomorrow after the game. Aiden Hill, the batter now, he is 1-for-2 and takes a letter high strike. Got the nice nugget from Andy, our data coordinator, who's right next to me during the inning break. Hill has a front right red shin guard on as he rips this baseball into right center field. That's down for a hit. Chugging around second and heading for third is Avery Collins. He's going to stop there. First to third for Avery and a whack by Aiden Hill, who's 2-for-3. Ball came off the bat at 97 miles an hour. As Aiden will now take off his red shin guard. And that will bring Kevin Bowles out of the dugout. He's going to make a pitching change. Finishing up on the story, though, the red shin guard for Aiden Hill is for Choptank High School, where he went to high school in Maryland. He was a state champion in 2021, so if you're wondering why he's wearing red when he goes to VCU, that's why, for Choptank High School. Zach Peters has been chased out of this game by Aiden Hill. The Flyboys have runners on first and third with two outs. They lead 1-0. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
In Alabama, the recycling industry employs nearly 11,000 men and women. Recycling just 10% more would create an additional 1,400 jobs and $66 million in personal income. To learn about recycling opportunities in your area, contact the Alabama Environmental Council. Recycling works in Alabama. Brought to you by the Alabama Environmental Council, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
A home run when you find your fit at East Tennessee State University. Our Buccaneer family makes it easy for you to connect with others and get involved. You can take part in on-campus activities like concerts and game nights, and you'll have access to university resources that allow you to knock your academic goals out of the park. Learn more when you visit etsu.edu. Getting ready to hear a lullaby from the mound here in Princeton. A lullaby is about to take place. Chris Sleeper is on for Zachary Peters here in the top of the fourth inning. Chris Sleeper making his third appearance for Princeton. He is a 6'3", 230-pound right-handed hurler who attends West Virginia University. And he will face Tyler Cerny. To start his outing here, we're in the top of the fourth. Runners on first and third, 1-0 Greenville. And the man who hit a 370-foot home run his last time up is up again. Tyler Cerny is the man. And he takes a strike. Nice pitch that time by Sleeper. He throws a sinker, a slider, and a changeup. And kind of throws it from a sidearm to three-fourths quarter slot. 9-0 ERA so far at Princeton over two innings pitched. A 1-2 Cerny. Check swing, and that one caught a piece of Cerny's bat, so it's a foul ball. So two innings pitched and two runs allowed by Chris Sleeper. What a name that is. 2.70 ERA at West Virginia over 3 1/3 this past season. And now picks off over at Aiden Hill, who's over at first, and he's back in safely with a dive. So he's been with West Virginia for 2 years. This is his third summer league for Chris Sleeper. He's ahead of Cerny, 0-2. Pitch, turn the lights out on him. Breakaway slider, Chris Sleeper sends this game to the bottom of the fourth, but the Flyboys still lead 1-0.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. This boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. The General Morgan Inn is the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Plan your visit now by calling 423-787-1000.
three scoreless innings tossed by Ethan Davis. He's been staked to a 1-0 lead thanks to a Tyler Cerny third inning home run. 2-3-4 scheduled here for the Whistle Pigs in the bottom of the fourth, starting with Ben Beauchamp, who has a couple of home runs this season. He struck out looking his first time up. Right-handed batter Ben Beauchamp. He's 5'10". He's just under 200 pounds. He sports white batting gloves to match his white top and white pants with the pinstripes. First pitch to Beauchamp here in the fourth is swung on and hit hard down the left field line. Long run for Campbell. He's not going to get there. It's going to one hop off the wall, and Beauchamp is going to cruise into second with a leadoff double. First extra base hit of this game for the Whistle Pigs. That's only their second hit in the contest total. By contrast, the Flyboys have 7 hits, but they only lead by 1 run. And Beauchamp is in scoring position for Jesse Robinson Jr. Right fielder struck out swinging his first time up. Davis from the stretch again. Left leg kicking the pitch. There's a bender that catches the lower outer portion of the plate to the right-handed bat of Jesse Robinson Jr. Oh-1. Fastball sent right back where it came from, up the middle. That's under the glove of Cerny and into center field. Rounding third and scoring is Ben Beauchamp. A double and a single, and this game is tied at 1. That one had an exit velocity of 53 miles an hour, but it's not always how hard you hit it. It's where you hit it in this game. That one was sent up the middle and through. So it's now a 1-1 game. First run allowed by Davis. And now the cleanup hitter, Cam Careswell, the batter. And a pickoff. Robinson Jr. back in with a head first dive. Careswell grounded out to second his first time up. Davis checks the runner again. Steadies himself and delivers. Outside corner, strike 1. Pitchers have had a generous zone to work with, especially over the outer half to left-handed batters, which Careswell is. Pick off over at first again, and Robinson Jr. back in with a dive. We're still under sunny skies. It's blue skies here in Princeton, West Virginia, with just some faint, wispy white clouds. Shadows still on the batter's circle and pretty much nowhere else. And now Davis hasn't picked off, but he throws it away down the right field line. So Robinson broke towards second base, and Davis threw wide of first. Regu had to go pick it up to give Robinson Jr. a stolen base. And now he represents the go-ahead run on second base. Count on Careswell is 0-1. Pitch to him. This is up and away. It's now 1-1. That was stolen base number 9 for Jesse Robinson Jr. 1-1 to Careswell. That one stays high. 2 balls and a strike. Two-one to Cam. Swung on and ripped into right field. That's a base hit. Boyles over to it. Jesse Robinson has wheels. He's going to round and try to score. Dragoo's relay to the plate. Not in time. Belly flopping into the plate to take the lead was Jesse Robinson Jr. And it's 2-1 Whistle Pigs. There is tossing down the left field line now for Greenville. RBI hits for Robinson Jr. and Careswell. Undermore, Tucker Moore now. He struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch to him is up and in. As he turns his yellow elbow guard on that pitch, left-handed bat of Tucker Moore, who's a switch hitter. Still nobody out in the inning. Double, single, single. 1-0. Bounces up there. Good block by Collins. As Seth Dudley tosses down the left field line for Greenville, he'll be second into this game. Nobody working in the Whistle Pigs bullpen as it's sleepers game at the moment. Pickoff attempt and very short lead for Careswell, so he's back in easily. Davis checks on Careswell again. Now sets himself, checks the batter, and brings it to him, and he hits it on a line out to Cerny. Return throw to first is thrown into and off of the Whistle Pigs dugout. That looked like an easy line-out double play, but the throw sailed on Cerny. It was like 10 feet over Dragoo's head and 10 feet right of Dragoo. A really bad throw. So that's going to be a line-out for Tucker Moore. And Careswell will advance to second on the E4. Not sure what happened there. Careswell was dead to rights, but not when you throw it like that. As the batter is Dawson Maynard now with a runner on second and one man down. Maynard fouls the first pitch away off the glove of Collins. So first error of the game on either side. Flyboys had a season-high 7 errors last night. Could have even been worse. There were a couple of late plays that could have been ruled errors as well. So Greenville just made their 42nd error of the season. We're in game 23, and that one almost came in and hit Dawson Maynard. Still just a one-run game. You'll have 3-4-5 up when we get to the fifth. Plenty of time left. Don't want to let the Whistle Pigs get any more. It's a modified shift on here for Maynard. With the runner on second being hounded by Cerny. He'll retreat back to his position, and the 1-1 is pulled off the plate. And that one will skip away from Collins. Wild pitch that time on Ethan Davis. That is his 6th wild pitch of the season, first in this game. Now a sacrifice fly could score Careswell from third base. Infield in for Greenville. 2-1 pitch to Maynard is a breaking pitch, grounded softly out to third. Mosh has it, looks the runner back to third, and throws out Dawson Maynard for a big second out. That ball was hit softly, and the infield in for Greenville helps there. No advance by Careswell, who's still standing on second base with now two men out. Flyboys with a bit of a gamble there early on, but it pays off. And now Chris Leon, the catcher, who had the first hit in this game for Princeton last inning. First pitch to him. Breaking ball, strike one. Good curveball again that time from Davis. Oh, 1. Breaking pitch again, but this one was inside all the way to the right-handed bat. Now it's 1-1. July 1st. Be halfway through the season after tomorrow. It's flown by so far. 1-1 pitch to Leon. And that one misses inside again. It was not as fast as the card that just went by on the broadcast. So it was another breaking pitch. Two-one to Leon. This one's straighter, but low. 3-1. So three straight breaking pitches and then a fastball, but Davis missed with 75% of them. Dudley no longer throwing down the left field line, so he's either ready or Greenville is hoping that Davis is going to get through the fourth here. 3-1, curveball, strike two. Curveball heavy in this sequence to Leon. Payoff pitch to Leon. And it's hit softly into center field. That's going to drop in front of Aiden Hill for a two-out RBI hit. That one hurts for Greenville as Leon picks up an RBI single, chases home Cam Careswell, and now it's 3-1 Whistle Pigs. Phoenix Mason now. He will be the seventh man to hit in this inning. First pitch to him. Popped up, back, and over the press box, out of play. Chris Leon just picked up his eighth RBI of the year. Cam Careswell just scored for the 10th time. 3-1 Princeton, bottom of the fourth, two outs, runner on first. 0-1 to Mesa, runner goes from first, pitches a curveball inside, throw down to second, bounces up there again, and it's just a little bit late. Nice job by Cerny to hang on to that baseball. It's another stolen base for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. That is the second in this inning, third in the game. First steal for Chris Leon. Still no move from the third base dugout as Flyboys want Ethan to get through the fourth. 1-1 to Mesa. That one stays outside. Flyboys will have 3-4-5 when we get to the fifth. Davis taking a long time, staring in at his catcher, Collins. Sets at the belt and raises his glove up to let her high. Kicks his left leg and brings a 2-1, which is rocketed into right field for a base hit. Boyle charges that, then drops it, and now scoring will be Chris Leon. 4-1 Princeton. So a little bit unclear there if Leon was going to try Boyle initially, but when Gavin dropped the ball, he certainly was. So that could certainly be the second error of the game on Greenville. Probably should be. So we'll go single E9, no RBI for Mesa. And now the eighth hitter in the inning, A.J. Solomon. He takes a generous strike one. One runner goes, and the pitch is hit softly out to short. Charging and gloving that is Clark. He throws it across to in the inning, but not before. The Princeton Whistle Pigs score 4 fourth-inning runs. They now lead 4-1 as we're on to the fifth, and you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out, roll it
cause
out.
We know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cut it down. We know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
We eat healthy stuff.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Let the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center entertain you. Impact provides a variety of entertainment options from classic rock and country to bluegrass and captivating educational shows. Impact has something for everyone. The 2023-24 season is coming soon and tickets go on sale July 6th at 10 a.m. so you don't want to be left out. Visit Impact's website at npacgreenville.com or stop by the box office Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. NPAC is located on Tusculum Boulevard adjacent to Greenville High School. Top of the fifth inning, Flyboys now trail 4-1 after the Princeton Whistle Pigs picked up four fourth inning runs. Chris Sleeper back out for his first full inning of work after making Tyler Cerny take a nap to end the bottom of the fourth. Jack Mosh will lead off here in the fifth. Mosh is 1-for-2 with a single and a fly out to left field. Mosh versus Sleeper. Right on left here. Sleeper delivers outside. Third summer league season for Chris Sleeper. Spent time in the Futures Collegiate Baseball League with the Brockton Rocks in 2021 and delivers another pitch outside. Got to wait for a second, make sure Jesus Morel isn't going to call that strike one. Had a 1.98 ERA over seven appearances for the Rocks, R-O-X, 2-0. This one's called strike. Same place as pitch number two. He's been in the Northwoods League with the Green Bay Rockers. That was last summer. Had an 8.14 ERA over six appearances. 2-1 to Mosh. This one swung on and hit out of play off to the left. Mosh kind of dropped the bat on that swing, didn't have a good grip on it. He'll step out of the left-handed batter's box and try to readjust his grip with his black and white batting gloves. Now here with Princeton, Chris Sleeper making his third appearance. Pitches at West Virginia, 2-2 to Mosh, down and away. Flyboys have seven hits in this game, but just one run on a Tyler Cerny long ball. Three-two pitch. Up and away, ball four. Jack Mosh works a leadoff walk and a good start for Greenville here in the fifth. Now first baseman Joel Dragoo. Dragoo has one of the seven hits in this game. Dragoo's average now up to 293. Right on right, first pitch to him. Slider that stays up and in. Slider, sinker, changeup. Combination of pitches for Chris Sleeper. He sets at the belt and delivers sidearm into Dragoo for strike one. He doesn't really drop his arm down that much, but he certainly extends it way out and brings the pitch in a sidearm-like fashion as Dragoo hits this one on the ground, out to second, bobbled momentarily, and that will cost the Whistle Pigs any chance at a double play. That ball was hit sharply by Dragoo and bobbled by Solomon, but he did flip to Meza for out number one. So Joel Drago will reach on a fielder's choice, stays out of a 4-6-3 double play. And now Gavin Boyle will be the batter. He's reached two times in this game. He's reached in his last four times up to bat, including the three-run homer last night. First pitch to Boyle, way outside. Boyle's teammate at VCU, Zach Peters, started this game for the Whistle Pigs, went 3 2/3, allowed seven hits and one earned run. Walked two and struck out seven.
1-0 to Gavin. Big swing and a miss. Four to one Whistle Pigs, top of the fifth inning. One out and a runner on first. 1-1 pitch to Gavin Boyle. Is roped in the air out to right center field. Long run and not going to be made. The play out there by Jesse Robinson Jr. Dragoo had to hold up to make sure it wasn't caught. He's going to be stopped at third. Another hit ball for Gavin Boyle, who has a single, a double, and a homer in his last five plate appearances. Ball was hit 101 off the bat by Gavin Boyle. So that'll bring up Wallace Clark to the plate, who represents the tying run. Clark has been smashing the ball all over the yard as well. Has a double and a line out in this game. First pitch to Clark. Big swing and a miss. Like a good change up that time from Sleeper. Clark, in the last four games he's played, has picked up two triples and two doubles. 0-1 outside. Sleeper looked like he lost his footing a little bit coming off the mound. You can see the darker areas on the mound from here, which represent the landing spots of the pitchers in this game. Kind of been dug out like a whistle pig might do. One one to Clark. Big swing and a miss. 1-2. Clark will take time outside of the left-handed batter's box. Switch hitter hitting from over there against the second righty in this game. Climbs back in there now and waggles a bat over his left shoulder. We'll wait till 1-2. That one's taken low. Good stop by Leone. Wild pitch or a pass ball could result in a second Greenville run here with Dragoo on third base. Two-two pitch to Clark. Check his swing. He could not, as he is rung up by home plate umpire Jesus Morel. Second out in this inning. Clark tried to stop himself. Second strikeout in this game by Sleeper. And now Saborn Campbell will try to deliver a two-out hit to get Greenville to within one or two runs. Campbell has struck out twice so far, once looking, once swinging. First look at Sleeper, who delivers low. Sleeper sets at the belt. The 1-0. Campbell sends it on its way out to right field. Robinson Jr. hardly had to move, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So Greenville threatens, gets a couple runners in scoring position here in the fifth inning, but can't come through. We're halfway home from Princeton, West Virginia. The Whistle Pigs lead 4-1.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
bottom of the fifth inning. Whistle Pigs lead the Fly Boys 4-1. Howie Boxley here with you as Ethan Davis will come back out for the fifth inning. He will face the top of the Princeton Whistle Pigs lineup. Davis gave up all four of his runs in the fourth inning, and he will face Kazuski to start the fifth here. K-O-S-Z-E-W-S-K-I. Kazuski. 0-2 with a ground out to second and a ground out to short. Davis back into the windup and the first pitch to Kazuski. Here's that outside corner again to the lefties for strike one. It was two perfect innings for Davis. Then he allowed his first hit in the third, but nothing else. And then last inning, it was five hits and four runs as he drops in a pretty curveball for strike two. Sun's still shining down. Still not very many shadows on the field of play. There is a big one in foul territory off to the right. 0-2 pitch to Kazuski, and he fights that one off the other way into left field. So Kazuski didn't hit it hard, but he was just protecting with an 0-2 count to Davis and just picked up the seventh hit of the game for the Whistle Pigs. And now Ben Beauchamp, who doubled and scored Princeton's first run, will bat for the third time in this game. Davis from the stretch again. And now picks off, and back in with the dive is Kazuski. Kazuski is 5-for-5 in stolen bases. One oh. Is sent in the air out to center field. Should be playable for Aiden Hill. And is, as he ranges to his left and right center and makes the catch for out number one. So a single and a flyout, and now one down here in the bottom of the fifth for Jesse Robinson Jr., who singled and scored a run his last time up. He is 1-for-2. Robinson also attends VCU. Came into this game batting .379 for Princeton. Another pickoff attempt. Nice tag applied by Dragoo, but Kazuski just back in ahead of the tag. 25-for-66 coming in for Robinson. It's 1-for-2 in this game. Another pickoff attempt back in. More ahead of the tag this time is Kazuski. He's now scored 22 runs for Princeton. Robinson. He's knocked in 13. Runner goes. Got a good jump. Pitches up and in, and the throw won't be made by Avery Collins. That pitch almost caught Robinson in the face. Stolen base for Kazuski, his sixth. And he's in scoring position now for Robinson, who also has five doubles and a homer. That one is delivered outside. Looked like a slider maybe that time from Davis. Seth Dudley continues to warm up down the left field line. There is now some light tossing going on down the right field line as well. It's another number 23. ...2-0 to Robinson. Big swing and a miss. Robinson lost his balance. He swung so hard at that one. Looks like Griffin Miller, 23 for Princeton, warming up down the right field line. Seth Dudley down the left field line wearing 23. 2-1 to Robinson. That one's high, 3-1. Hopefully the diner is open tomorrow morning. That was really good. It's over right next to the hotel. Just walk down, sell some eggs and biscuits and gravy to recharge on a Sunday morning. Threw on pitch to Jesse Robinson. Swing and a miss. Pitch in the dirt, but skips in front of Collins, so no advance by Kazuski. And now Robinson talking to himself outside the right-handed batter's box. He had a couple of swings that he didn't like too much. Kind of looked like me trying to swing at a golf ball when I was angry. Doesn't usually work out very well. Payoff pitch to Robinson Jr. Swung on, hit on the ground. That is into left field, off the glove of Wallace Clark. Rounding third and scoring is Kazuski. Heading into second is Robinson Jr. And he will slide in safely with a hustle double. 5-1 Princeton. That was an unlucky break for Greenville as Clark tried to dive and stop that baseball. And instead, he deflected it off his glove and sent it down the left field line. And it resulted in a double for Jesse Robinson Jr. And it also results in Dennis Cook popping out of the third base dugout to take Ethan Davis out of this game. So Davis will leave here in the bottom of the fifth with a runner on second and one out. Seth Dudley into the game, 5-1 Princeton, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
The bike we got for Jake. It is the coolest thing.
Hearing loss happens gradually with age, making it easy to ignore. Yet most older Americans aren't getting their hearing tested.
Dad, can you hear me?
Untreated hearing loss can keep your loved ones from enjoying what they cherish most. Don't let that happen. Speak up about hearing loss. You'll be glad you did. Brought to you by the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
Hey, Greenville Flyboys fans, you don't want to miss out on the best fireworks show in East Tennessee on July 4th at Pioneer Park. The Flyboys will be taking on the Elizabethton River Riders at 7 o'clock with the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza taking place immediately after the game. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Next Tuesday, July 4th, and the fireworks extravaganza. Seth Dudley into this game. We are in Princeton, West Virginia right now. 5-1 Whistlepigs, bottom of the fifth. Runner on second and one out. Dudley with a good season so far for Greenville. He's a 6'3", 200-pound right-hander who attends Tallahassee Community College. He's 2-0 with a 2.89 ERA over four appearances and 9 1/3 innings pitched. He will battle with Cam Careswell first, and Careswell sends one on the ground to Tyler Cerny. Second baseman fields it and throws to first to retire Careswell. Robinson Jr. advances to third on that ground out. And now a runner on third and two outs for Tucker Moore. Just six hits and three earned runs allowed by Dudley. Five walks and nine strikeouts. He's faced now 39 batters. Tucker Moore is next. First pitch to Tucker. Outside corner and a called strike one. Can't say that Morrell hasn't been consistent calling that pitch off the plate to the lefties. It's a big swing and a miss by the switch hitting Moore. Quickly behind, no balls and two strikes. O-2. Outside. One-two pitch, and that one is nubbed down the third baseline, a foul ball by Moore. Robinson Jr. on third, he doubled home Kazuski to give the Whistlepigs a 5-1 lead here in the fifth inning. 1-2 pitch to Moore, swing and a miss. Seth Dudley comes on and gets a ground out and a strikeout. He strands a runner on third base. We're off to the sixth inning, 5-1 Whistlepigs.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are through 5 innings here from Honeycutt Field. The Whistle Pigs lead 5-1. We are dancing with Bucky. Flyboys haven't had too much to dance about so far, though. Just to Tyler Cerny, solo homer. They're looking for more runs here in the 6th. Starting with switch hitting catcher Avery Collins, who will bat left against Chris Sleeper. Sleeper so far in this game has faced 6 batters. He struck out a couple. He's gotten one to fly out. He's given up a double. He's walked one. Just completed his final warm-up toss here in the top of the 6th inning. And Avery Collins will slowly walk from the third base dugout, circle the batter's circle, and head to the left-handed batter's box. Sun still shining down here in Princeton at 7:40 local time. Howie Boxley here with you. As Chris Sleeper holds the ball behind his back, sets at his belly button, kicks his left leg, and brings it to Collins. Strike one over the outside corner. Familiar call here. Jesus Morel behind the plate and a lefty up to bat. 0-1 pitch. Down and away, 1-1. Shadows emanating now up the first and third base lines in foul territory. Still haven't crept on much to the field of play. 1-1 to Collins. That one bounces up there. Wind isn't blowing much. American flag virtually standing still out in right center. So we'll have Griffin Miller warming up down the right field line for the Whistle Pigs. Seth Dudley just came in as the second pitcher in this game for Ethan Davis. 2-1 pitch to Collins. Outside, 3-1. And wouldn't normally be close, but with this zone, never know. Flyboys had a leadoff walk to start the 5th inning, but Jack Mosh was forced out. 3-1 pitch to Collins. Outside, ball 4. So Collins works a 5-pitch walk and another leadoff base runner for Greenville. In fact, Greenville has had a leadoff man on in 4 of the 6 innings that they played, but they haven't scored any of them. So they're looking to change that here as Johnny Pella will bat with Collins on first. Nobody out. Top of the 6th, 5-1 Whistle Pigs. Careswell will hold on Collins over at first, and the pitch from Sleeper is a slider strike. Now shade covers the entire field as a cloud has presumably passed over the sun, and Pella takes low for ball 1, strike 1. Pretty modest crowd for a Saturday evening across the Appalachian League. Haven't been making too much noise yet. 1-1 to Pilla. That one dances down and away, 2-1. Two-one pitch, down and away, 3 balls and a strike. Let's take our first look at scores around the Appalachian League. Danville leads Bluefield 5-4 in Bluefield. The Ridge Runners have won six games in a row. They trail by one. That game's in the fourth inning. 3-1 pitch to Johnny Pilla. Swung on and chopped over the first baseman's head into right field. Avery Collins will cut the bag and head for three. A walk and a bouncing single, and now the Flyboys have runners on the corners with nobody out. Now we'll turn the lineup over and bring Aiden Hill up to bat. But first we're going to get another meeting between Bobby Jenks, two-time All-Star, World Series winner in his rookie year with the White Sox in 05. And he is going to grab the ball from his hurler, Chris Sleeper, as his afternoon is done here in the sixth inning. So that means that Griffin Miller has entered this game. Chris Sleeper went an inning and a third, allowed two hits, no runs to this point, but two runners his responsibility. Walked two, struck out two. And Griffin Miller will be the new pitcher here in the top of the sixth inning with runners on the corners, nobody out, and a 5-1 Whistle Pigs lead. Griffin Miller here for the Whistle Pigs. Miller making his seventh appearance, a 4.91 ERA for Miller. 11 innings, 14 hits, 8 runs, 6 of them earned. He's hit a couple, he's walked 7, he's struck out 7. A 2.98 batting average against for Griffin Miller. Miller stands in at 6'2", 200 with no school listed. He was born in 04, so maybe just graduated high school. It's my best guess, as his warm-up tosses have just been completed. River Turtles lead the Axemen 3-0. That game's in the top of the second. Johnson City in a delay against the Sock Puppets, and the River Riders Bristol game has been postponed. So more bad weather across the Appalachian League. Flyboys happy to have dodged that thus far. On Saturday evening, Aiden Hill up there, runners on the corners, nobody out. 5-1 Whistle Pigs, top of the sixth. Bright blue glove for Miller, who sets it at his belt, kicks and fires, and Hill takes high for ball one. Griffin Miller's turquoise glove doesn't match anything anywhere. Closest thing might be the Burger King sign out in right center, but that's more of a deep ocean blue. 1-0 pitch from Miller. Runner goes from first. Pitch is outside. Throw down to second is high. Tag applied, and he didn't get the tag on Pilla. That was a leaping play by Mesa, who tried to put the tag on Pilla. Would have been in time, but he missed him, says field umpire Sam Harris. So give Johnny Pilla his fifth swipe of the year. Now two in scoring position for Aiden Hill. Count is officially 1-1 on Aiden Hill. Pitch to Hill. Is grounded sharply right side. That is a diving stop by the second baseman. Hill hustles all the way and he beats it out. Great hustle by Aiden Hill. Throwback to third is not in time. So it's going to be an infield hit for Aiden Hill. It's going to be a 5-2 game. Credit Aiden Hill with an RBI. Great hustle. If that ball gets into right field, it's going to be a couple of RBIs. But nonetheless, it's three consecutive base runners for Greenville. And tying runner at the plate will be Tyler Cerny, who's already hit a home run in this game. Runners on the corners, nobody out. First pitch from Miller to Cerny. Down and away, good block that time by Chris Leon. See if Aiden Hill tries to do some running from first base. He has 7 stolen bases already this season. Saw Pilla just steal in a similar situation. 2 fastest runners, at least stolen base-wise, on the Flyboys team. Healthy lead for Hill, held on by Careswell. Not going, and the pitch to Cerny is cut on and missed. Fastball that was snuck by him by Miller. One pitch to Cerny. That one's popped up and back and out of play. So Collins worked a 5-pitch walk to start the inning. Johnny Pilla hit a solid single. Chased Chris Sleeper out of the game, who's now been charged with 1 run. Griffin Miller came in. Aiden Hill hit one sharply to the right side. A diving stop by Solomon to keep it on the infield. But Hill beat it out. 1-2 pitch to Cerny. Hill takes off. Pitch is called strike 3. Throw down to second in time. But scoring on that sequence will be Johnny Pilla from third. So a good job by Aiden Hill to force the throw down to second base. He's caught stealing, but he allows Johnny Pilla to score, and it's now 5-3. Another one of those sequences where you're never going to get an RBI on that, but it feels like one that you should, as Hill forced the action, forced the throw down to second base. He's caught stealing for the second time in this game. Base is empty and 2 down for Jack Mosh, and he pokes that one foul. Mosh is 1-for-2 in this game with a walk and a single. 0-1. Taken low, 1-1. One from Miller. Breaking pitch that misses downstairs. 2 balls and a strike. Miller throws a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a sinker. Two-one. Outside, 3 balls and a strike. Mosh can reach here. Joel Dragu would come up representing the tying run. Walk, single, single. RBI hit for Aiden Hill. A double play on a strikeout and a caught stealing, but Pilla scored on the sequence, and the pitch to Mosh misses low. So he will be the fourth base runner to reach in this inning. And he is down at first with 2 outs for Joel Dragu. Dragu 1-for-3 in this game. Pace is slowed here with Miller on the mound with his turquoise glove. Holds it in between both his knees now. Sets at the belt. Checks on second where no one is standing. And fires it. Dragu fouls it straight back. Don't know if I've ever seen that before. Griffin Miller checking on the ghost runner out at second base. It's a big kickball game for him. Can't let those ghost runners get too big of a lead. I'll look back at second a couple more times here and bring the 0-1 to Dragu, which is a slider fouled away. Guess that's just part of his rhythm. Bit odd, though. There's a runner on first base right now. It's Jack Mosh. Owen to the count on Dragu. Already 2 men in this inning for Greenville as they made it a 5-3 game in the 6th. 0-2 to Joel. Bounces up there. So Miller sets, and then he turns his head all the way around to look at second. Checks on the man who's there on first, turns towards second, quickly turns back, and brings a 1-2. This is outside to Dragu, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So we've already had a game postponed in the league. We have a game in a delay. Again, the Flyboys have played all 22 games that they were supposed to this point. Just 2 doubleheaders so far. 2-2 to Dragu. Up and away. Leon tried to frame that and steal a strike. So now Jack Mosh will get a head start with a full count. Careswell will play behind him. Mosh will extend his lead past the cut. About 6 steps off the first base bag. There he goes. And the pitch is grounded softly left side of the infield. Charging play fielded by Mesa. His long throw across in time to get Joel Dragu. But a productive inning for Greenville here in the sixth. They score a couple runs on a couple of hits to the bottom of the sixth. Whistle Pigs lead 5-3 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Many Americans have missed regular dental care in the past few years. It's important to see a dentist twice a year to identify any problems early. Taking care of your oral health helps overall health. Brushing at least twice a day with fluoride toothpaste and flossing daily can help prevent oral health problems. For more information, visit hrsa.gov/oral-health.
Bottom of the sixth, the Flyboys are now 2 runs closer, 5-3 after 2 6-inning runs. Seth Dudley back to work here against Dawson Maynard. Howie Boxley here with you. Dudley from the windup, big left leg kick, and the pitch to Maynard is grounded to third. That's just foul as Jack Mosh fielded it on a backhand just to the left of the third base bag. Dudley came in the fifth inning with a runner on second as he delivers outside to Maynard and was able to strand that runner with a ground out and a strikeout. Dudley's numbers impressive so far this year. 1-1 pitch. Inside, 2 balls and a strike. Sun has gone far enough behind the stadium now. Sets off pretty much directly behind it. 2-1 pitch. Outside 3-1, that it's not shining too much on the field anymore. It is, however, still some light going on here. 3-1 pitch is a called strike 2 on Dawson Maynard. Maynard lined out to left, and he grounded out to third in his first 2 plate appearances in this game. Three-two to Maynard. Broke his bat and flared it out to short. Wallace Clark comes in and makes a basket catch for out number one. Seth Dudley gets some very weak contact there. 3-up, 3-down for Dudley, and now Chris Leone, who's yet to be retired in this game. It's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. And he is still yet to be retired as he was hit by a curveball there from Dudley on the first pitch, so that's unfortunate. Hit batsman here in the bottom of the sixth, puts a runner on first and one out for eight-hole hitter and shortstop Phoenix Mesa. First pitch to Mesa. That one stays high. And now time's going to be called. And a balk is going to be called on Seth Dudley as Leon's going to be awarded second base. I guess Dudley didn't set long enough there. Not really sure. Nonetheless, the pitch did not count to Mesa. But Leon is balked over to second with one out. 1-0 pitch to Mesa. Inside 2-0. To Mesa, there's a strike. We are in Princeton, West Virginia. Temperatures in the mid-70s. The rain has stayed away for now. Might get some showers later tonight, maybe some tomorrow. So we're expected to play seven innings, and now Dudley picks off to second. Throw in, not in time. 360 spin by Seth Dudley, fielded by Tyler Cerny, who's holding his hands up and arguing with field umpire Sam Harris. He thought that Leon was out for sure on that pickoff, but apparently not. It looked like the ball and the runner got to the base at the exact same time. Just glad that Cerny's arm is okay, as he's still not happy with Sam Harris. Tyler Cerny still letting him have it a little bit. Everybody's ready to go now, though. 2-1 pitch to Mesa. That one stays high, 3-1. So we are in Princeton. And Charles Conrad, also from Princeton, he was the third man to walk on the moon. How about that Princeton fact? 3-1 is grounded softly foul. First business ever in Princeton was a tavern. Built in 1683. As Leon steps out. Payoff pitch. Sent in the air, out to center. Hill goes back, still going. That ball is high off the batter's eye. Hill will return it back into the infield. Rounding third and scoring is Chris Leon. As that ball was stroked to the deepest part of the ballpark by Phoenix Mesa, came off the bat at 104 miles an hour and apparently went 412 feet as the wall in center field's only supposed to be 396, so who knows, but if the wall wasn't 15 feet high, that ball was certainly gone as it was hit about 14 feet up the 15-foot wall. Ball was smashed by Mesa, and he gives the Whistlepigs a 6-3 lead. Second RBI in the game for Mesa, and now a called strike on A.J. Solomon. The Whistlepigs get one of the runs right back on a Mesa double. Scores Leon for the second time in this game. Solomon's 0-2. First pitch to him. Second pitch to him. Big swing and a miss. 0-2. Big swing and a miss. A.J. Solomon chased that one. Second out here in the sixth inning. Second strikeout of the game for Seth Dudley. Now two down in the top of the order and Mike Kaczewski. Zuski 1-for-3 with a run scored and takes outside. Downstairs 2-0 to Kazuski. Is a broken bat grounder out to Cerny. Cerny will field it and throw out Kazuski to retire the side. So the Whistle Pigs get one of the runs back here in the bottom of the sixth. They now lead 6-3 as we move to the seventh.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Three innings left in this baseball game. Flyboys trail by 3-6-3. Whistle Pigs as Greenville will send up Boyle, Clark, and Campbell here in the seventh inning. Flyboys have picked up three runs on 10 hits. Three runs on 10 hits for the Greenville Flyboys, but they have stranded 10 men on base in this game through six innings. And now Boyle will bat against Griffin Miller, who's back out for his first full inning of work. He did inherit a couple of runners in the last inning and allowed them both to score. Those were charged to Chris Sleeper, who is the second pitcher in this game for Princeton. 1 1/3, 2 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for Sleeper. And now Gavin Boyle, who's been crushing the ball lately. He's reached base 3 times in this game and takes outside. Single walk, double for Boyle in this one. Last night had the 3-run homer. Game before that he had a single. 1-0 pitch to him. Outside corner to the lefty, 1-1. So Boyle has reached base in his last 5 plate appearances dating back to Friday night's matchup against Kingsport. 1-1. One stays low, 2 balls and a strike. Like a change up that time that Leon liked. But a good layoff by Boyle. 2-1 to Gavin. He is hit hard on the ground, out to second. It's going to be fielded by Solomon on a couple of hops. Boyle was hustling, but AJ throws him out for out number one. Switch hitting Wallace Clark will get his 4th plate appearance in this game. Double line out strikeout for Wallace. Outs are starting to run just a bit low for Greenville in this 3-run game. First pitch to Clark, way outside. Nobody throwing down the right field line for Princeton, although there's a lot of bodies standing up. Everybody sitting down the left field line in the exposed bullpen for the Flyboys. 1-0 pitch to Clark. And he couldn't stop himself. Bit of a 50% swing that time from Clark at a pitch that was racing up and out of the zone. One pitch to Clark. That one misses low. Two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch from Miller. Top of the zone. 2-2. Miller receives the baseball back in his turquoise glove. Throws his hand inside of it. He's from the windup. At the belly button. Starts his left leg into the windup. Kicks it and delivers way outside. Readjusts his brown cap with the brown bill. Whistle pig on the front of that cap. And a payoff pitch to Wallace Clark. This one is hit hard in the left field. Base hit for Wallace. Second hit in the game for Clark. He is 2-for-4. And he brings up Saborn Campbell with a runner aboard and one out. Campbell has struck out a couple of times and he's flying out to right. Ball came off the bat of Clark at 97 miles an hour. So Greenville hitting the ball hard in this game. But again, they've stranded 10 runners to this point and just managed 3 runs on 11 hits. Campbell bats now and waves and misses at a breaking pitch that time from Griffin Miller. Stadium lights have just come on here in Princeton. There's 12 bulbs in each of the lights. You can see 4 of them out in the outfield. Pretty standard as Campbell takes down and in 1-1. 2 down each side of the field of play as well. So those will start to produce artificial lighting here as still have the natural lighting coming through a bit. Entering the dusk phase though, 1-1 pitch to Campbell is hit out to right center field. Long run for Kazuski, and he will give way to his right fielder Robinson, who puts it away for out number 2. So ground out, single, fly out, and now Collins will get to bat with a runner on first and 2 outs. First pitch to Collins, and there is a foul ball. Caught a piece of Leon. A 1. This is inside to Collins, a ball and a strike. Avery in this game has reached a couple times via base on balls. Looking for his first hit in a couple of weeks. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. Avery laid on a fastball that was moving down and away from his bat. Miller a strike away from sending this game to the stretch. One, two. This one is grounded softly out to short. Charging it is Mesa. He gloves it and throws it across to retire the side. So the Whistle Pigs maintain their 6-3 lead. It's time to stretch it out and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. From Honeycutt Field, we will stay right here for that. Bottom of the seventh we go. Flyboys trailing the Whistle Pigs 6-3. Let's take another look around the Appalachian Baseball League. Again, the River Riders and the State Liners game has been postponed. I presume those two teams will try to play a doubleheader tomorrow in what will become a double dose of seven-inning Sunday. Kingsport has scored a couple of runs now. They trail the River Turtles 2-3. That game is in the top of the third in Pulaski. Johnson City and Burlington have just got underway after about an hour or so delay. Johnson City leading 1-0, now 3-0. Oh, the Sock Puppets, as somebody must have just unloaded. Ridge Runners now have a lead over the Otterbots. That game is 6-5 in the top of the fifth. Again, we are in Princeton, West Virginia. Greenville Flyboys baseball. Howie Boxley here with you as the Whistle Pigs lead 6-3. Flyboys led 1-0 early on, but the Whistle Pigs have led ever since. They had a four-run fourth inning, and they will send up 2-3-4, starting with Ben Beauchamp, who is 1-for-3 in this game with a double and a run scored. Dudley back out for his second full inning of work. He's worked an inning and two-thirds so far. He's allowed a run, and Beauchamp takes down and away 1-0. Colby Backus, your Appalachian League Hitter of the Month. The Doughboys, and the 1-0 pitch to Beauchamp is smoked down the third baseline. That's a foul ball, according to home plate umpire Jesus Morel. Mason Ruh of Northern Illinois won Pitcher of the Month in June. He pitches for the Burlington Sock Puppets. So, battle between the two teams who have the Players of the Month in the Appalachian League. Colby Backus in June hit .328, league-leading 7 home runs, league-leading 25 RBIs. League leader in slugging percentage with .731. And a 1-1 pitch to Beauchamp, which is hit softly back up the middle. That's going to be under Wallace and Cerny's gloves. As the two middle infielders converged, they were going to have no chance to throw out Beauchamp anyway. So a leadoff single here in the seventh inning. Backus also led the league in total bases, 49, extra base hits, 13. Finished second in OPS at over 1-1. And second in runs at 23. T2 in doubles with 6. Jesse Robinson Jr., he's 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Single, double, run scored. Runner on first, nobody out, 6-3 Whistle Pigs, and Robinson takes strike one. Backus hit safely in 15 of the 19 games he played for Johnson City in. Had 7 multi-hit games. A 1 to Robinson. Big swing and a miss. 0-2. So Mason Ruh, Pitcher of the Month for the Burlington Sock Puppets. Get this, Ruh went 5-0 over 5 appearances. So if he pitched, you might as well give the Sock Puppets the win, as this ball is hit sharply and off the glove of Cerny into right field. That was a really hard play for Tyler Cerny, and that's a hit in my book all day, as that one hopper ate him up. So back-to-back singles to start the seventh inning. I don't know how you could score that in there. That ball was crushed. Almost no chance for Cerny. And now Cam Careswell, who is 1-for-3 with a single, an RBI, and a run score. Whistle Pigs threatening to blow things open here in the seventh inning. So 5 appearances for Ruh and a 5-0 record. Careswell takes strike two. A 1.50 ERA for Ruh. He struck out 22 over 18 innings, allowed 12 hits, 3 runs, 10 walks, finished with a .197 batting average against. As this one is fouled back off the netting, Careswell stays alive. And Ruh is familiar with getting Appalachian League awards. He's the reigning Appalachian League Pitcher of the Year. So he went 6-0 in the 2022 season with a 2.66 ERA. And Dudley just missed outside. It's now 1-2 on Careswell. So congrats to those two guys. Backus and Raw. Players of the month. 1-2. Outside 2-2. Was a tough luck air scored on Tyler Cerny officially here in Princeton. The second error of the game on Greenville. That was a really hard play. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Seth Dudley strikes out. Cares well. First out here in the seventh inning. Third strikeout for Dudley. As nobody's throwing down the left field line. A couple of people walking around down there. And Tucker Moore will be the batter. He's 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Cameron O'Bannon is just standing around down there as Tucker takes down and away for ball one. 6-3 Whistle Pigs, bottom of the seventh. Runners on first and second, one out. And a 1-0 pitch to Moore. And instead, Dudley will spin off the second base, spin off the mound, and fake a throw towards second base. Keep the runners honest here. 1-0 to Tucker. Outside. Flyboys will have 9-1-2 when we get to the eighth inning. Pilla, Hill, and Cerny. 2-0 pitch. Bender, top of the zone. Strike one. One. And that one misses low. Three balls and a strike. Three one to Tucker. That one's down and in ball four. So a single in E4, a strikeout and a walk, and the bases are loaded here for the Whistle Pigs in the seventh. Don't want to let Princeton get any more in this game. Flyboys bats have been pretty successful here. They just got to string together some more hits and strand less base runners. Dawson Maynard will be the batter. He's 0-for-3. Corners are in for Greenville as Maynard swings at the first pitch and sends it foul. The corners will come home. Middle infield will try to turn a double play. Flyboys have turned 20 double plays this season. 21 would end the seventh. 0-1. He is hit softly over Dudley's head, out to second. And throw to first is going to be in time. Now the return throw to home. And a leaping attempt there by Jesse Robinson Jr., who cartwheeled himself over the plate. He's tagged out by Avery Collins. So the Whistle Pigs did ground into a double play there, but Beauchamp scored on the sequence. So it's going to go 4-3-2. Maynard is retired. Robinson Jr. is retired. But the Whistle Pigs score a seventh run. 7-3 Princeton, on to the eighth.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, 7-3 Whistle Pigs on a bit of a wild sequence there to end the seventh. Andrew Cotton comes into the game. He takes over for Griffin Miller, who went two innings, allowed two hits, allowed two inherited runners to score, but no runs charged officially to Miller, who walked one and struck out one. Johnny Pilla will lead off here in the eighth inning against Andrew Cotton, East Tennessee State University for Cotton, which is in Johnson City, Tennessee. He's 6'5", he's 240, big right-handed hurler. So far for Princeton, he's 3-0 over eight appearances and brings the first pitch to Pilla over the outside corner for strike one, a 1.59 ERA for Andrew Cotton over eight appearances and 11 and a third innings. A one to Pilla is hit hard to deep center field. That will send Kazuski back. He's still going. He's at the track. And he reaches up and makes the catch. Johnny Pilla gave that ball a ride, but to the deepest part of the ballpark, and he's out number one here in the eighth. Just seven hits, three runs, two of them earned, allowed by Cotton so far. Five walks, five strikeouts. And again, a 1.59 ERA. So now, leadoff hitter Aiden Hill, he's had a great game. Three hits for Aiden and an RBI. 15 hits on the year now, nine runs batted in. First pitch to Hill. Big swing and a miss. Hill digs back into the left-handed batter's box. Holds a bat on his left shoulder and awaits an 0-1. Big swing and a miss again, 0-2. So to end the seventh inning there, we had a ground ball to second base with the bases loaded. It was hit softly. Cerny had one play. It was to first. It was a good play and a bang-bang play at first to get Dawson Maynard for the second out. 0-2 pitch to Hill outside. Scoring on the ground ball was Ben Beauchamp from third. Then Jesse Robinson Jr., one of the fastest players on the Whistle Pigs team, tried to score and steal a run, but he was thrown out by first baseman Dragu. So officially 4-3-2 on Robinson. 1-2 pitch to Hill. Swing and a miss. Andrew Cotton strikes out Hill, and now two down here in the eighth. The crazy part about that sequence was not necessarily that it was a 4-3-2 double play that ended the inning. Robinson Jr. tried to, like, cartwheel himself around Collins to avoid the tag, and it almost looked like he did. But he was called out by Morrell. Cerny bats with the bases empty, which is the way the Whistle Pigs like it, and takes down and in for ball one. Cerny hit a 370-foot home run back in the third inning. But the Whistle Pigs have scored seven of the next nine runs and lead 7-3 as Cerny has a healthy cut back to the netting. Running out of outs, Greenville here in Princeton will play one more here tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Red Indiana batting gloves for Cerny. 1-1 pitch, grounded foul. Andrew Cotton at ETSU had a 9.87 ERA over 13 appearances, all out of the bullpen. Exclusively a reliever for Princeton as well. He sets at the belt and delivers the 1-2. Pops straight up. That ball is in foul territory, first base side, about halfway up the line, and the first baseman, Cam Careswell, got a good read on that and caught it to retire the side. So a 1-2-3 inning produced by Andrew Cotton. He sends this game to the bottom of the eighth. His team leads 7-3.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. you'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Flyboys trail the Whistle Pigs 3-7. Three runs on 11 hits, two errors, and 11 men left so far for Greenville. Seven runs on 10 hits, no errors, just five men left for Princeton. As the Flyboys only have three outs remaining in this game to make up at least a four-run deficit, Chris Leon will bat to start the eighth inning against Seth Dudley, who is back out. He entered the game in the fifth inning. Finished the fifth, pitched the sixth, pitched the seventh. They'll try to pitch the eighth against Chris Leon, the only batter in the Whistle Pigs lineup who is yet to be retired. He's scored twice. He's got a couple of hits, and he's been hit by a pitch. Faces Dudley for the second time and takes a strike right down the middle. Oh-1. Outside corner, nothing in two. Nice slider that time from Dudley. Has Leon guessing the 0-2 pitch. Just missed. A fastball that was breaking away from the plate against the righty. Looked pretty good from here. One-two pitch to Dudley. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone. So Leon is retired for the first time in this game, and he's out number one in the bottom of the eighth. Fourth strikeout for Seth Dudley, and now Phoenix Mesa. Mesa having a good game, 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs. Bluefield still leads Danville. That game 6-5 in the sixth as Dudley pumps over a strike at the top of the zone. Johnson City leading 3-0 over Burlington in the third. A 1 pitch, and there's a bender in for strike two. Kingsport now leads against Pulaski. That game is 4-3 in the top of the fourth. Here it's 7-3 Whistle Pigs in the bottom of the eighth. 0-2 pitch to Mesa. Drops in over the inside corner, but missed it apparently. This is Jesus Morel, so now a ball and two strikes. Dudley shakes once at Collins, nods once, and brings the 1-2. And this one is hit into center field. Solid single for Phoenix Mesa, who's 3-for-4. Now 9-hole hitter A.J. Solomon. Solomon is 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Left-handed batter against the right-handed pitching Dudley. First pitch to A.J. Pops the mitt for strike one. Solomon Gardner-Webb. School for him. Second-year player there. Now he wants time. Just 8 games at Gardner-Webb this past season, and so far for Princeton coming into this game was batting .150. Made a couple nice stops out of second, though. 0-1 pitch to him. And that one is way inside and a wild pitch by Seth Dudley, allowing Mesa to advance to second base. Still blue skies overhead as the sun tries to hang on. Field has been in the shade for about 30 to 45 minutes now with the sun setting behind the ballpark. Stadium lights have been on for about an hour. 1-1 pitch is grounded softly up the first baseline. Might be a swinging bunt. Dudley pounces on it and throws out Solomon. Nice play by Seth Dudley on a swinging roller up the first baseline. He retires Solomon 1-3 for out number two.
Phoenix Mesa moves up to third on that play. And now a runner on third and two outs for Kazuski. First pitch to Kazuski is a called strike one. A 1 pitch to Kazuski, and that one's fouled out of play. Nothing and two. Kazuski quickly down to his final strike. 0-2 pitch from Dudley. And that one was way inside. Nice backhand stop by Collins as he ranged to his right. Stop that baseball before it caught any dirt. Got to be careful with Mesa on third. 1-2. Way outside this time as Collins reaches his glove up to the left. And a 2-2 count. Dudley works quickly. He's from the stretch with a runner on third. The 2-2 is hit softly out to short. Charging in is Clark. He gloves it. And he throws out Kazuski to in the inning. Last call for Greenville as they trail 7-3. They'll send up Mosh, Dragoo, and Boyle, and they'll try to come back in the ninth.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
Top of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Flyboys here in Princeton on a Saturday night. They trail 7-3, and Caden Parker enters this four-run game. Parker with a 9.00 ERA over eight appearances so far for the Whistle Pigs. Of those eight games that he's played in, he's finished seven of them. He's picked up a couple of saves. This, of course, not a save situation for Caden Parker in a four-run game. Eight innings, 12 hits, eight earned runs. He's walked five. He struck out eight. He is a 5'11", 190-pound right-handed pitcher who attends school at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore in Princess Anne, Maryland. And he had a 3.28 ERA and a 2-4 record in 2023 at Maryland Eastern Shore. 3-4-5 scheduled for Greenville, and they'll need a batter or two more if they want to keep this game alive. Jack Mosh will start it. He's reached base three times in four appearances. A single, a couple of walks, and a fly out to left for Jack Mosh, whose batting average has been raised again. First pitch to Jack, and that one stays high for ball one. Mosh with a .368 batting average and an OPS over 1,000, 1-0, down and in. Caden Parker works quickly. Now steps off the mound for a moment after going 2-0 to Mosh. Bands a black glove in front of his face. Goes quickly into his windup and delivers the 2-0, which is fought off by Mosh, foul down the left field line. Cameron O'Bannon is soft tossing down the left field line just in case. This game gets to the bottom of the ninth. So far, the Flyboys have three runs on 11 hits. They've left 11 men on base. 2-1 to Mosh. This one lifted out of play again off to the left. Now 2-2 as Parker's fastball has a little bit of sneaky quick velocity on it. Walsh trying to time one up here. 2-2 pitch. Outside, 3-2. Parker wastes no time when the batter steps in, as he's already ready to go. And as soon as Walsh wields the bat over his shoulder, he goes in the windup and brings the payoff. And that one's low. So a leadoff walk and a good start to the ninth inning for Greenville. Dragu will bat next now. Dragu has one hit in this game. Boyle and Clark will be after Dragu. First pitch to Dragu is a bender that catches the inside corner on the right-handed bat of Dragu, 0-1. Pitch. Another bender, same place, different call, 1-1. One, 1-1 to Dragu. And that one's tipped into the mitt of Leon for strike two. Dragu reached out over the plate and caught a piece of that one. He's down to his final strike. 1-2 from Parker. Upstairs. Two-two. And that one is fouled away by Dragu off the netting. Flyboys scored the game's first run in the third inning on a Tyler Cerny homer. Whistlepigs scored the next five in a row. Flyboys had two in the sixth, but Whistlepigs got one back in the sixth and seventh. 2-2 pitch to Dragu. That one's just high, and now it's a 3-2 count. So Dragu's run at full after Mosh walked to start the inning. Flyboys trying to rally here in the ninth, down four. 3-2 to Dragu, and that one's fouled away. Good fight here by Joel. Dragu will see an eighth pitch in the sequence, and that one's yanked off the plate for ball four. Well-earned walk by Joel Dragu, and now two on and nobody out here in the ninth. He's going to draw a meeting from catcher Leon. Nobody is throwing down the right field line for Princeton. This appears to be Caden Parker's game. Gavin Boyle, the batter. Boyle's been one of the hottest Flyboys hitters. He's reached base three times in this game. He has a single. He has a hard hit double over 100 miles an hour. He's walked and he's grounded out. Two on, nobody out. 7-3 Whistlepigs. And Boyle hits this one hard on the ground. Diving stop by the first baseman. It's into right field. Rounding third and heading for home is Jack Mosh. It's 7-4, and the Flyboys will send the tying run to the plate. Was a diving effort by Careswell. He couldn't come up with it. Dragu goes first to third on the sequence. Credit Gavin Boyle with an RBI. And now switch hitting Wallace Clark. Boy, would now be a good time for his first long ball of the summer. First pitch to Wallace. High and away. Clark, a switch hitter, batting left against the righty, fifth righty to pitch in this game for Princeton. Caden Parker sets and fires, and that one drops in for strike one. Parker sets. 1-1 to Clark. Way outside, 2-1. Saborn Campbell is scheduled to be next. Solon Munson, though, in the on-deck circle. 2-1 to Clark. Outside corner again against the lefty. Ball or two off the plate, now 2-2. Popped up. Foul territory. Third baseman Maynard is over near the Flyboys dugout, and it's over the dugout and out of play. So Clark is still alive here. Jack Mosh has already scored in this inning. Dragu's on third. Boyle's on first. It's a 7-4 game in the ninth inning. We'll play another one tomorrow at 6 o'clock. 2-2 to Clark. This one's lifted out of play. That one is well foul this time. Clark staying alive. You'll see a seventh pitch in this sequence. Again, Solon Munson is the man on deck as he may pinch hit for Saborn Campbell. 2-2. Is hit on the ground softly out to second. Fielded by Solomon, who bobbles it, and everybody's going to be safe. A.J. Solomon couldn't handle it. An air on A.J., another run is in, and it's now 7-5. Credit Wallace Clark with an RBI as Dragu was going to score regardless. That is going to cost the Whistle Pigs an out, though. As now the lead run is going to be Solon Munson is going to pinch hit for Saborn Campbell. There is now action down the right field line as pitching coach Bobby Jenks is out to meet with his entire infield. Somebody rapidly warming up down there. Flyboys are making things interesting here. So Solon Munson's dad, a former major leaguer, Eric Munson, is now a hitting coach in minor league baseball. Munson will bat with two on here, two in, nobody out. Takes outside. Meeting is over. Parker still rattled, though. One oh. Outside, 2-0. Two-oh pitch. Downstairs, three balls and no strikes. Two errors in this inning officially on the Princeton Whistle Pigs. 3-0 pitch to Munson. Strike one. Solon was taking all the way, and that was a fastball that was well within the bounds of the strike zone. Parker works quickly and brings the 3-1, and Munson has a healthy cut, but it's back to the netting, and now 3-2. 7-5 Whistle Pigs, top of the ninth. Two on and nobody out for Greenville. Payoff pitch to Munson. And this one is tapped softly, might be a swinging bunt up the third baseline. Fielding it is Parker, he's going to fire it down the right field line. One run is in for Greenville. Here comes Wallace Clark. He's going to be waved around. He's going to score. Solon Munson's heading to third, and this game's tied at 7. All kinds of defensive miscues for the Princeton Whistle Pigs in this game. And the Flyboys have come back with a shocker here. Four runs in the ninth, and now the lead runs on third base. Better start tossing more quickly, Mr. Cameron O'Bannon, down the left field line. You'll take your turn next. But first, Kevin Bowles is out of the dugout, and he's going to pull Caden Parker out of the game as Caden can't retire anybody. It's four in. It's a runner on third. It's a 7-7 game. We'll tell you about the pitching change when we come back as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
That's more like it. Greenville, a 4-1 night to this point, taking advantage of three Whistle Pigs airs. The latest, a chuck down the right field line by Caden Parker, who couldn't get anybody out in the ninth inning. He's allowed four men to score, and he's left Solon Munson on third base in a 7-7 game. Kerry Collins is going to be in to try to pick up the pieces and preserve the tie. For the Whistle Pigs, Kerry Collins is 6'3". He's 185. He's a right-handed hurler and the sixth man to appear in this game for Princeton. He attends Bluefield State College in Bluefield, West Virginia. And he has a 4.63 ERA for the Whistle Pigs so far this year, 0-1 over six appearances. Avery Collins will be the first man to see him. The infield is in for Princeton with Munson on third and nobody out. Cameron O'Bannon is expected to come on in the ninth for Greenville. It could be a save situation if Collins can bring home a run here and give Greenville their first lead since the third inning. Collins takes a strike. Big swing and a miss, 0-2. Change up this time from Kerry Collins. Whistle Pigs led 7-3, but not anymore after four ninth inning runs. O2 to Avery. It is swung on and sent in the air out to left field. Camping under it is Beauchamp. Pinch runner is Nick Barone, who's in at third base, and he's going to hold up. So Avery Collins flies out, no advance by Nick Barone, who's a pinch runner. First time we've seen Nick Barone in a long time out there for Greenville. Batter now is Johnny Pilla. Infield still in, first out of the ninth inning. Barone on third, 7-7 game. Collins sets, at his head, big left leg kick and fires way outside. Collins has a big delivery. Sets up around head height and kicks his left leg rather wildly upon delivery to the plate. 1-0 to Pilla. Outside to the lefty. Jesus Morel, a little bit too far for him even. 2-0. Johnny Pilla, 1-for-4 with a run scored. 2-0 pitch. Up and away, 3-0. Aiden Hill awaits next. Rio, Sent in the air down the left field line in foul territory. Third baseman is over, and he's out of room. Three-1 to Pilla. Hit on the ground. Diving stop by the first baseman. Cares well. He comes home. It's not in time. Johnny Pilla picks up an RBI, and the Flyboys lead it 8-7. Nick Barone scores on that ground ball, and Greenville has their first lead since the fourth inning. Fielder's choice is how that's going to be scored. Give Pilla an RBI on the play, his second. Make it his first of the game. And now the top of the order in Aiden Hill. Runner on first, one out. Infield backs up, 8-7 Greenville. Pitch to Hill. Upstairs. One-oh pitch to Aiden Hill, and instead a token toss over to first base, where Pilla's back in with the dive. Aiden Hill in this game, three base hits. He has an RBI. One-oh to Aiden, up and away. And Leone fakes a back pick to first base. So five runs in here in the ninth inning, all five charged to Caden Parker. There's been two errors in this inning on the Princeton Whistle Pigs, one on the second baseman, one on the pitcher. 2-0 to Hill. Called strike at the top of the zone. Gavin Boyle has an RBI single. Solon Munson has a hit. Hill ahead here, two balls and a strike. He's the eighth man to bat in the inning. Pitch from Collins, and instead another throw over to first. Collins' throws over to first so far have been lobs. So Pilla's been back easily. Pilla does have a stolen base in this game. Two-one to Hill. Outside corner, 2-2. Two-two pitch to Hill. Is hit hard out into the left center field gap. Long run and a diving effort out there in center field by Kazuski. And oh, and a balk was called. I was very confused. It was a great diving play by Kazuski, but apparently Collins balked, so none of that's going to count. Wow. So Pilla's going to be awarded second base on the balk. Aiden Hill hit it out in the left center field gap. Kazuski made a Superman catch. But Hill will be back into the batter's box, and the count will remain 2-2. So that works for Greenville. Wow. 2-2 pitch to Hill. Strike three. So Aiden Hill strikes out for the third time in this game, but he has three hits, and he is out number two here in the ninth. Tyler Cerny now. He's the last man to give Greenville the lead. Johnny Pilla was the latest man, as they've scored five times here in the ninth, lead 8-7. Pitch to Pilla. Breaking ball, strike one over the inside corner to the right-handed bat of Johnny Pilla. One stays high, 1-1. One pitch to Tyler Cerny. Breaking pitch, that one missed inside, 2-1. Two and one, the count on Tyler Cerny. Pitch is hit hard up the middle. Fielding it to his left is Mesa, the shortstop. He bobbles it momentarily. His throw on to first in time. So Mesa with a good recovery to throw out Tyler Cerny, but the Greenville Flyboys send 9 men to the plate in the 9th inning. 5 of them score. Seth Dudley is coming back out. He's going to try to pick up the win for the Greenville Flyboys. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Greenville by one.
Pass it on. Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher. Pass it on. Now I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So go ahead and make a difference, because making a difference is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Hey fans, Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at a local retailer.
Five-run ninth for the Greenville Flyboys. They now lead the Princeton Whistlepigs 8-7 as Seth Dudley is going to come on and try to slam the door. Here in the ninth, Cameron O'Bannon was up and tossing, thought he might try to come on for the save, but instead it's going to be Seth Dudley, and Seth is in line for the win, so it won't be a save situation. He's just going to try to get the win for himself as Ben Beauchamp bats and takes a called strike. Beauchamp is 2-for-4 in this game with 2 runs scored. 0-1 from Dudley is hit hard down the third baseline. That's a foul ball. Jack Mosh helping out our man Jesus Morel down there, who had a controversial fair call when we played the Danville Otterbots last. It had both dugouts not happy. So it never hurts to just help out your fellow man in black, Jesus Morel. Beauchamp behind 0-2. Dudley shakes the sign, gets one he likes, fires outside. Artificial lighting fully engulfing the field now as we approach 9 o'clock Eastern time. Howie Boxley here with you. 1-2 pitch to Beauchamp. Slider, and Ben just got a piece of that. So O'Bannon is not throwing anymore, so it would appear this is Seth Dudley's game to win or lose. Right now, Caden Parker in line for the loss. One 2 pitch to Beauchamp. Slider, swung on and missed. Top of the zone, Seth Dudley strikes out Beauchamp. One down here in the bottom of the ninth. Strikeout number 5 for Dudley, who's been pitching since the 5th inning. Jesse Robinson Jr. has had an excellent game. He has a couple of hits, a couple of RBIs. He has a run scored. First pitch to Robinson. Slider fouled away. Jesse barely got a piece of that as Dudley's slider is still working. Eight to seven, Flyboys, bottom of the ninth, one man out, nobody on, 0-1 to Robinson. This one has popped up on the infield. Middle of the infield, it's going to be Wallace Clark, who drifts over onto the second base side of second and makes the catch. Greenville is now an out away. Cam Careswell now represents the final hope for Princeton as the Flyboys try to stun them with five ninth-inning runs and pick up win number 11. Careswell, 1-for-4 with an RBI. Pitch to him is popped up. Jack Mosh over in foul territory. He's slowing near the tarp. He can't find it, though, and it bounces in between Mosh and Clark, the shortstop, who was racing over as well. So it's just a foul ball. If Mosh could have found that, he probably catches it to end the game, but he lost it under the big stadium light out down the left field line. He overran it. Dudley from the windup, the 0-1. Upstairs, 1-1. Cam Careswell with a pair of ground outs and a strikeout. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. Dudley and the Flyboys now a strike away. One-two pitch. Up and away. Careswell is a lefty, so the zone is expanded over the outer half to him. It's been expanded all game by Jesus Morel. If Dudley can paint one over there, 2-2 pitch. This one misses downstairs. That one went through the wickets of Collins and now a full count. Don't want to put the tying run on base. Dudley brings the 3-2. Hit on the ground, out to second. Tyler Cerny, that one took a terrible hop off the infield. My goodness, what happened there? That ball looked like it was a routine ground out to Cerny. It then got to the lip of the grass and popped Cerny in the mouth and resulted in Careswell reaching first base. So a very friendly hop gives Careswell a base hit, and now Tucker Moore will bat and take high. Man, there is some magic that they put in this infield or something. That was like the turf goblin just came up and threw that baseball upward. It's a big swing and a miss by Tucker Moore, 1-1. I don't think I've ever seen something like that, especially on the cut of the dirt in the outfield grass. The infield looks good here. That ball took a terrible hop. 1-1 to Moore. Big swing and a miss. And again, the Flyboys are a strike away. Dudley has all his pitches at his disposal. He's still looking good, even though he's pitched since the fifth. 1-2. Outside corner, and that one just missed. Again, switch hitter batting left, so you never know how far that zone's going to go out for Morel. Dudley working very quickly here. From the stretch now, the 2-2. This one's popped up out of play. Whistle Pig showing some good fight. Two-two, swing and a miss. Greenville is going to make the Whistle Pig squeal on a Saturday night with a five-run ninth, and they shock Princeton. They win 8-7. How about that win for Greenville? Seth Dudley is going to pick up the win. He strikes out six, including Tucker Moore, to end the game. Flyboys improved to 11-12. They will play another game here tomorrow night on a Sunday with first pitch at 6 o'clock again. We will work on some final totals here. We will give them to you. We'll get you set for tomorrow. Then we'll get out of here and head to the hotel in Princeton. 5-run ninth for Greenville. Greenville Flyboys with a 5-run ninth to shock Princeton. They win 8-7. 8 runs on 13 hits, 2 errors, and 12 men left on base for Greenville. The Whistle Pigs score 7 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors, and 7 men left on base. Seth Dudley pitches the final 5, make it 4 2/3 innings of this game. He picks up the win. He is now 3-0 on the season. Seth Dudley 3-0 on the season as he gives up a couple of runs, just one of them earned, on 4 hits. He walks one, he hits one, he strikes out 6, and picks up the win. Caden Parker had a disastrous ninth inning for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. He wasn't able to retire anyone. A few errors cost him. He gave up 5 runs, though, and took the loss. He is 0-1. Time of game, 3 hours and 5 minutes. Greenville Flyboys now 11-12, and pending the outcome of the Johnson City Doughboys game, will either be 6 or 5 back in the Western Division when we enter play tomorrow. The Princeton Whistle Pigs drop to 9-13. They will either be 5 or 6 back of the Sock Puppets, pending the same game. Well, that was fun. Let's do it again tomorrow. I've been Howie Boxley calling Greenville Flyboys baseball. We will join you tomorrow at 5:50 Eastern Time with first pitch at 6 o'clock. Great win for Greenville. A comeback victory, 8-7. Have a great rest of your Saturday night. And until tomorrow, stay fly.